Some 70,000 people may lose power at any time today or tonight as utility Pacific Gas and Electric prepares to preemptively de-energize power lines, reducing the risk of a catastrophic wildfire. The National Weather Service says gusty winds will continue through early Friday, with gusts reaching 40 miles per hour in the valley, 45 in the foothills, and 55 along mountain ridges in the Sierra. The high winds, combined with scant precipitation since spring, mean extreme fire danger. Paul Moreno is a PG&E spokesman.
We do recommend keeping some, plastic soda bottles, which is a 2-liter soda bottle, about 9/10 full of water. Keep that in the freezer so you can transfer those blocks of ice to your refrigerator and to keep your refrigerator closed as much as possible.
That should keep groceries from spoiling right away. Flashlights, fully charged cell phones, and a battery-operated radio are also good to have around, he said. If the concept seems alien, it's because preventative outages, officially public safety power shutoffs, are a fairly new strategy. Several major wildfires last year, including late-season blazes that incinerated entire neighborhoods in Santa Rosa and devastated the Napa Valley, were blamed in part on PG&E equipment, including power lines.
We are only doing this as a last resort and only when the extreme weather conditions do call for it.
PG&E has fought efforts to make it financially responsible for damage and loss of life. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.